guys, welcome back to another episode of Kim's. So hari ni aku nak berbual topik berat lah. Really berat kot. Like really berat. Korang pernah tak ada masalah keluarga? Yeah, I know like, okay, semua orang ada masalah keluarga. Everyone has family problems. But specifically, I want to talk about our parents. Pasal keluarga kita. Especially those like, I don't know, those who are born like with strict parents. I'm not saying that I was born like really strict. Cuma like my mom, I mean like my family is quite disciplined lah. Before my parents got divorced. So today we're going to talk about our family problems. Pernah tak korang, I don't know, like there was a time you felt like your own family members are strangers to you. Like, apa-apa aku buat, kenapa aku rasa macam, eh, kawan aku lagi kenal aku daripada aku punya family. Korang pernah tak rasa gitu? Like, eh, like my friends supported me and you guys don't. You guys are my family. You guys are my blood related family. And you, I mean like, you guys are not supporting me. It's like, you are the closest blood related to me and then you're not supporting what I do. I mean like, that kind of feeling. Korang pernah tak rasa macam itu? Sebab honestly kan, I have to admit, no matter how close me and my family is, there are just some things that my family doesn't know me that well. Like, okay, let's be honest. Even though kita punya personality with our family and our friends, there are some things kita tak open to our family. There are some things we are not open to our friends. It's like there's some like cross personalities lah. Sebab you don't behave such a way with your family, you only behave such a way with your friends. But when it comes to your personal things, like entah, your personal favorite things, usually can parents usually, usually your family members would have like, I don't know, like take a little bit of interest. Because like kita orang tinggal together, we live in the same place, we live in the same household and everything. Tapi macam, kenapa aku rasa macam aku tak kenal kau? You know that kind of feeling. So that's what we're going to talk about today. From pengalaman aku dulu, aku rapat gila dengan mak aku tau. It's up to you lah. Like you can rapat with your abang or with your adik, with your dad. It's okay. I mean like, we all have that one family member we feel comfortable with. And since personality aku more to my mom, so aku more rapat lah. Aku lagi rapat dengan aku punya mak. But there are some things I don't tell my mom, but I tell my sister. Because it's, I don't know, it's just that maybe mindset lain lah. But usually I told my mom all the time. But it's kind of sad, don't you think, that bila kau keluar makan, like kau keluar makan all the time with your family members. Okay, it's not like kau tak pernah keluar makan, but it's just that something they just don't get it. Like aku kan tak suka benda-benda manis. I mean like, I'm not a fan of desserts, but I don't hate them. I eat them, I still eat them. But it's to the point that bila they thought, like one of your family members thought that, oh, Canary likes desserts, she likes donuts, and you feel kinda disappointed. But you couldn't say it. Like you terkilan dengan like dorang punya actions, but you can't really say it. You just felt like distance for a moment. Sebab like they don't really know you. And then like the next thing, when you hang out with your friends and everything, and then like one of your friends offers some, I don't know, sweet desserts and everything, and then your close friend told them like, hey, Kenari is not really fan of sweet desserts or sweet stuff like this, you know. You okay? Like, you know that kind of thing, that kind of feeling. You just feel like, why do I feel like strangers are like my own family and my family doesn't know me, and I felt like my family are strangers. I mean, not just that, Okay, aku cerita kat korang based on pengalaman aku in a small scale. Imagine those that have bigger problems. Aku kasih korang contoh masalah kecil. Now let's try to make it bigger. Now imagine like if you're in trouble and anything, any trouble with anything, like the one that has always had your back are your friends instead of your family. Your family or your saudara just disappeared just like that. Contoh lah, okay, kita kasih dramatik sikit lah kan. Kita pinjam duit daripada Alung, and like you are in a situation whereby you jarang pinjam duit daripada Alung, but there comes a situation where you had to borrow money. You had no choice. And in the end, the one that saved you are your friends, not your family. Your family just disappeared. So the kind of feeling, you just felt like you never felt so alone. Itu aku kasih satu contoh lah. But there are a lot of other examples that I have seen for myself, but like, I think it's better not to share it with you guys, because it's not my right to show. I mean, it's not my right to tell you guys. Betul tak? It's their own family problems and everything. But what I could say is that to all those people that felt like you're alone, like your family doesn't understand you, and your family, like you thought that they will always be there for you, your blood related family just doesn't understand your shit and everything. To those people that are listening to this, aku cuma nak cakap, you are not alone. Okay? It's just that kita pendam. Because in this kind of world kan, kita tak boleh post. I mean for me lah, aku tak post benda-benda yang aku tak puas hati. It's because why there are a lot of orang yang mata merah. Let's just be honest. Sometimes we feel a bit of envy. We feel envy. There's a bit of jealousy over there. Whenever we see someone is happy, they don't post pasal social media dorang. It's like, hey, I'm happy with my family, I'm going traveling with my boyfriend, all that kind of shit and everything. Oh, I'm going out, like, I don't know, like having dinner, like makan tempat mahal. You know, I had like dinner at Carousel with my friends and all that kind of thing. There are unwanted feelings, that kind. So when you see that, you feel like, oh, you know, you feel like your life is like shit. But actually, it's we who decide what to post, what to show. Because of that kind of people like mata merah, that's why aku selalu post benda happy-happy. That's because I don't want people to know my struggles. Because why? We will never know. The closest person to you might just be clapping their hands. Might just be clapping their hands to see you are suffering. Like, finally she is suffering. Finally. Oh my god. You know, there are that kind of people. Aku tak cakap semua orang jahat lah, kan? It's just, you'll never know what kind of world that we live in. Kadang-kadang macam aku cakap, orang luar boleh jadi orang yang paling, like, paling berharga pada hidup kita, and keluarga kita sendiri kadang-kadang abaikan kita. In this world, in this akhir zaman, you have to love yourself more. Jadi no one, including your family members, can tear you apart. You need to have a strong mental health in this world. I know it's such a scary world out here. And I just hope that everyone would stay strong. Whatever you post, there are people watching. So, actually kan, aku punya topik hari ni kan pasal family. Tak rasa aku boleh buat pasal social media. Okay, topik lari. Okay, let's just go back to the part whereby I talk about families. So bila korang fikir about all this, I don't know lah. I'm sure not everyone has that kind of scale of family problems, but there are times where you just feel like, why I feel so out of place? why do I feel so out of place? Like, I don't belong here. Like, oh, my family doesn't know me well. That kind of thing. I mean, I went through it. And what I could say was that, just let that feeling pass. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Because if you're going to think about it, it's not good for you. It's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your emotional... Upper emotional needs. Yes, that's the word. It's not good for your emotional needs. Seriously. I mean, I've been through it. And it sucks, man. It sucks. And it takes a lot of courage to just let it pass. Especially when you thought that your family members... You thought that your family members will be there for you. But in reality... Just a reality check, lah. Sometimes people just move on with life, even your family members. They don't care about you. Everybody is too busy with themselves. So who is going to take care of you? Who's going to care for you? Of course, it's you yourself. And that's why, love yourself more than you ever do, other than your family members or your friends, so that no one can hurt you that deep. I know, in dalam dunia kita sekarang, we need people. We need reassurance. But as long as if you love yourself, if you love yourself enough, those people, whether they are family members or your friends, they can't hurt you that deep. And that's the end of today's topic. So, kita jumpa lagi di dalam episod yang seterusnya. Bye.